You are listening to 2 Minutes of Torah with Rabbi Danny, a JCast Network podcast. For more information about Rabbi Danny, please visit rabbidanny.com. For more information about other JCast Network podcasts and blogs, please visit jcastnetwork.org.
Shalom and welcome to 2 Minutes of Torah, Parashat Shlach. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. This saying about old dogs and new tricks suggests that once you reach a certain age, it's almost impossible to learn new things. We, of course, know that this is not true, and there are plenty of elderly people who've picked up computers, social media, and all sorts of other modern technologies and innovations. So maybe in reality, this idea that you can't teach an old dog new tricks is really about the fact that people don't change so much. We get set in our ways, we behave in a certain way, and that remains the way that we behave throughout our lives. We can see this played out in this week's Torah portion as we read about the wilderness generation. This week is the week when Moses sends the spies to scout out the land of Israel. And of the 12 men who go down to Israel, 10 of them return saying, "It is a beautiful land. It is indeed flowing with milk and honey, but there is no way that we'll ever be able to conquer it." 2 spies stood in opposition, Joshua and Caleb, who reassured the people and said, "We can do it. We just need to have faith and move forward." God, hearing this, becomes very frustrated with the people. And it is really at this moment that God breaks and says, "This generation that has witnessed my miracles in Egypt, that has witnessed my miracles in the wilderness, they will not enter into the promised land." The lack of faith that the Israelites would be able to reach the promised land appears as a breaking point for God, who declares that a new generation will be chosen to enter into the promised land. In many ways, one might wonder whether it was entirely fair of God to have expected that a generation who were slaves in Egypt would be able to conquer a promised land. While this generation had left slavery behind, it was clear that while you could take the Jews out of Egypt, you couldn't fully take Egypt out of the Jews. They had experienced everything being done for them, first as slaves, and then even as free people, when God was the one who really took them out of Egypt and guided them to Mount Sinai towards the promised land. There was a need for a generational shift, because in many ways this generation which had come out of Egypt was not suited to conquering a promised land. The generation needed to change, and so too did the leader. Joshua and Caleb at this moment mark themselves out as those future leaders who have the faith, the ability to reach forward and guide the people to the promised land. Even Moses, who was such an important leader of our people, who was the one to take us out of slavery into freedom, was not the right person to take us into the promised land. Reading about this generational transition can be difficult and can be painful, but at the same time, perhaps it was necessary for our people to be able to move forward. We all know that eventually we need to pass the baton on to the next generation. Shabbat Shalom.